Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JusticeGeeks.com, and this is a Just Us Geeks interview.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm here with the fantastic Christopher McDonald. Say hello, Christopher McDonald.
Hello, everybody. Chris McDonald here.
You're like one of the most awesome character actors of all time. You've been in all kinds of stuff. I'm sure you've had about 50 million people come up to you this weekend and go, "Shooter!" But that's actually not one of the reasons that I love you. Although Happy Gilmore is one of my favorite movies because I'm a golfer. Quiz Show is actually one of my favorite movies of all time. I discovered that movie, I was like 15 years old. And, you know, getting into the movie and what it was all about was just really, I didn't really understand it at the time, but, you know, the more I got into it, it's a really cool movie, man. Can you tell me a little bit about being in the movie and as compared to some other things that you've been involved in?
Well, I want to tell you, it's one of the biggest thrills of my life to work with Robert Redford as a director. He's a brilliant director. Work in New York City. And C, work on a story that is true in America. And it was the end of innocence because they were cheating on the show and not and duping the American public. So that's how Mr. Redford sees it as a, you know, as the loss of innocence. And to be a big part of that is Jack Barry, who was the face of on this little box called television when it just premiered. I mean, you could shoot a cannon down Fifth Avenue and not hit anybody on the night that 21 was on, Quiz Show. So, brilliant performances by Ralph Fiennes and, you know, John Turturro was brilliant, and David Paymer. And, of course, it was going to be played by his friend Paul Newman, but he couldn't make it. He had a racing schedule. So the British actor, brilliant British actor, Paul Scofield,
yes,
ended up
yes.
coming in, and he ripped it up. He was absolutely brilliant. I love the movie. It stands up to this day. I've spoken at colleges about it because it's part of our American history, and it's just one of the greatest thrills. But I'll tell you, the funniest thing about it, getting that job, it was a very coveted movie. Everybody wanted to do it, and they brought this kid in, and they said, I mean, everybody in Hollywood wanted to play, you know, Charles Van Doren. Yeah. And they looked at everybody. And this guy from England, this Ralph Fiennes guy, people go, who is this guy? He had a little movie out, was coming out while I was working with him in the early part of the movie. Schindler's List came out, and his life changed overnight. And that was quite something to be on the inside. I was literally a fly on the wall watching that happen to him, and it was amazing.
I talked to Mark Summers about a year ago, and he was talking about some of his influences as a host, and he referenced Quiz Show and Jack Barry, and so it's just so interesting how many people are connected in some strange way to that story, and it's very well told. How's your golf swing?
No, it's not too bad.
Really?
Not too bad. Actually, I'm getting better. I was good during the movie, and then, you know, you lay off for a while because it takes a lot of time to play golf. And I was working a lot, so I didn't get a chance to do it. But every time I sink a putt now over 10, 12 feet, shooter guns come out. So it's always good. Every time I sneeze now, it's like, shooter. So it's all good. Yeah, and you're right. People stop me every day for that, which is fine. It's a really funny movie, and it's generational at this point.
It is. It is. I actually have Bob Barker's microphone here. He could have had it that day. Christopher McDonald, appreciate it, man, so much. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Very nice talking to you.
This has been a Justice Geeks interview. Make sure you keep checking out JusticeGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek, from tech to Transformers, TV, music, video games, and more. You can find it all over at JusticeGeeks.com.